Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Steve Wolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Navy Wife Radio. This is Wendy, and Hillary is with me again tonight. Hey, Hillary.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be sitting down, just ready to chat. It's been a busy day today.
Well, you know, we're here at a new time, and, oh, my computer started to play our show. I need to turn the volume down. We're here at a new time. It's 9 p.m. Central. It's 10 p.m. in the East. And it's so nice to have that extra hour. So we hope that if you're listening to us live, you're enjoying that extra hour too, and that you've had some time to relax a little bit, finish your dinner, or put the kids down, depending on whether you're on the West Coast or on the East Coast. That really made a big difference for me. And I know we were talking before the show, and you're enjoying that extra hour too, huh, Hillary?
I am. My husband leaves for work at 4 o'clock every day. So between 4 and 6 is like my clean up and, like, settle down time. So just that extra hour has just made a huge difference.
Well, we're going to try out this time, and you guys let us know that you're, you know, those of you listening to us, let us know what you think. Let us know how the time works for you, because obviously, we can't please everybody, but we sure want to have a friendly time. And we decided to go an hour later. That way we weren't coming on at 7 on the West Coast. We're now coming on at, is that right, 7? Instead of 7 o'clock, we're on at 8 o'clock now. So we're excited about the new time. Well, tonight we have an interesting show because we're going to be talking about, last week I got a great invitation to go out to New York City to a red carpet event, and it was just an unexpected, last minute, had to make a quick decision type of thing. And so tonight we're talking about, you know, expect the unexpected. And if you're listening to us live, we want to hear if you have any stories like this, that something that's happened to you. It can be, you know, something good or something not so good, whatever unexpected story that you want to share. So if you can instant message us on Yahoo at Navy Wife Radio. We have that up. And Hillary's in the chat room, so you can send us a message there. And you can call us. Our number is 646-652-4629. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about all the things that happened last week. It's really pretty crazy. Let's see, what else can we tell you? You want to do the OPSEC stuff? I'm sorry, I kind of ran over the, yeah.
We just want to remind everyone tonight, we want you to call in, we want you to get in the chat. We just want to ask that if you are listening live and you call in, just remember OPSEC, which is operational security. When doing so, just please give us your first name only, no last names, no discussion of ship, boat, or unit names. No names in conjunction with your command, and it just keeps our men safe. Wendy said you can IM us on Yahoo. Our screen name is Navy Wife Radio. And also, I want to repeat, our call-in number is 646-652-4629. And I want to welcome all the new listeners we have tonight. We get new listeners every week by word of mouth and by the internet and email sites. So we want everyone, you know, if you're a new listener, get in the chat room, call in, let us know. We love to hear from you.
Yes, absolutely. And last week we started sending out our email updates again. And we know a lot of you have signed up for those, and so you should be getting those regularly now. So if you don't get our email alerts, you can go on to either our website, NavyWifeRadio.com, or over at our blog, which is mymilitarylife.wordpress.com, and you just click on the e-news link, and you give us your email address. We don't share it or sell it to anybody. And we'll put your name on the list, and then when we make announcements on new shows and show topics and upcoming cool information, you'll get a copy of that. We sent one out last week right before I went down to the debate in Oxford down at Ole Miss. So you never, you know, it's kind of cool. We never know what we're going to be doing around here. We don't know if we're going to be talking to a guest or traveling or just talking to each other. And so tonight we're just talking to each other, but we want you to join us. So Sign up for the e-newsletter. We definitely want to keep you informed of what's going on. And the best way to find that out first is by signing up. So make sure you do that. Let's see. Well, okay, so we have so many things to talk about. Let's recap our week, Hillary. Let's do that first. So how was your week?
In keeping with the unexpected theme, it was so funny that you said that tonight because this past week has been completely unexpected. We've had troubles with our vehicles, having to be put back and forth in the shop, and work schedules have been changed, and I know that we talked about my husband just got back a couple weeks ago, and he's actually leaving again in a couple weeks for another training stint, and some of that information's got changed, so we're just trying to go with the flow, and but right now, you know, it's the middle of another week, and I think we're just trying to, I mean, at the end of September, really, September was a pretty crazy month for us, so I'm looking forward to a new month and just kind of a new start. So I'm still like running off the adrenaline of this crazy week, so nice to calm down.
It's the 30th of September today, and this month, although it seems like it's gone fast, it's been a long month, too, I think. And we've done quite a few shows this month. Normally, you know, we might only do maybe two shows a month, maybe three, and I think we actually did four this month. So we've been busy here, too. So it will be nice to get into the month of October, and it's my favorite time of the year. Do you like fall?
It's just mine, too.
Yeah?
I like the changing weather. I'm from a very hot area of the country, so I always enjoy the cooling down weather and the colors, and Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, so I'm happy for October and November to get here.
Yeah, me too. So I know you sent me an email with a bunch of new shows that premiered this week, so let's talk about that. I don't know if any of you have noticed, of course, like we're into the new seasons of all the shows, and so what do you have to report on that, Hillary?
Well, I was looking over the news on the internet like I do every Tuesday, trying to find something interesting to share with our listeners, and I came across the top 20 TV shows for premiere week. Basically, this company kind of takes a survey of who watched what, and they come up with this top 20 shows, and I'm going to read them off and in order that they have here, and I have to say I didn't watch any of them. So if you're listening and you watch,
I watched a couple, so I'll tell you which ones I watched once you go through it.
I didn't. Half of these don't even know what they are. So number one, you know, not really a surprise, Dancing with the Stars, that's on ABC, with 21.34 million viewers, which surprises me because I just don't find these people that interesting. I think the dancing is cool, but I've never watched an episode, but that show is doing really great. So that's number one. That's the number one premiere. So going on down the list is Desperate Housewives, Grey's Anatomy, the Dancing with the Stars special, NCIS, Sunday Night Football, which of course is going to be a big one always, CSI Miami, Criminal Minds, Dancing with the Stars results special. They had just got a monopoly on this.
Oh, my gosh.
The Mentalist, which I've never heard of The Mentalist. I have no idea what that is.
That's new.
There are a couple of them I've never heard of. So if you know what these are, you know, send us an email or something and let us know. Men, which is something my husband likes, that show, but, you know, he's never home at night to watch it. So after that is CSI New York. Survivor Gabon was number 14, which I'm surprised because Survivor is a pretty big show. And I'm just surprised that it was so low on the list. After that came 60 Minutes, then House, which I do watch House, but I watch the reruns. It's a kind of a gory show, so I'm never really sure if I'm going to be able to get through the whole episode or not.
Yeah, then, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I like it, but it's sometimes a little gross. Then number 16 is The OT. I have no idea what this is either. The O T.
What's it called?
The and then it's the letter O and the letter T.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Yeah.
But it had 12.18 million viewers, so apparently someone knows who it is.
Okay.
after that is Brothers and Sisters, and And then number 18 is Extreme Makeover, a show I do like. You know, I catch the reruns sometimes. My mom loves that show, which that had 11.95 million viewers. So that's a good show. I'm glad it made it to the top 20. And then after that was the NFL pre-kickoff on NBC. And then last but not least is Cold Case on CBS.
I guess, you know, I know there's a lot of TV on, but until you start looking at all the names, it's hard to put it in perspective. Gosh,
yeah.
That's a lot. I tried to watch Desperate Housewives, which I kind of think this new season's weird because it's a flash forward 5 years later. So I don't know that I'm going to continue to watch that. And I did watch Grey's Anatomy, which, you know, they push the limits on, like, sensitive topics. I'm a pretty conservative person, and that is up in the air whether I'm going to watch it again or not, because I'm just
follow Grey's Anatomy.
Sure.
Yeah, I used to follow Grey's Anatomy, but the storyline has just got, like, too out there.
Yeah, just very unbelievable. They weren't very realistic. So, I mean, I get it's nighttime drama and all that, but anyway, so, okay, well, we want to hear what you're listening to or watching. I mean, some people don't watch TV at all, but, you know, some people do. There's a few shows I watch. And
yeah.
Go ahead. I think your cell phone delayed there for a second.
The funny thing about this is that there are 20 shows that premiered in the past week, but when I flip channels, I never find anything I want to watch. There's never anything on. That's the old, you know, when you watch cable, there's never anything on. But I will stick with John and Kate plus 8. I don't know if you watch that show, Wendy, but...
Oh, I do. We TiVo that show. In fact, we watched it last night. Yeah. People, if you don't know what John and Kate plus 8 is, it's on the TLC channel. It comes on Monday nights. And did you watch it last night?
I did. I wait for that show every week. It's like my show.
They did FAQ questions, and those kids are so cute. Oh, my gosh, they're so cute. Kate is so obsessive. It's so funny. Bless her heart, you know? Oh, yeah.
And Desmond's just so laid back. And they are just the ultimate, you know, parent power duo. And it's not even that they're perfect all the time. They are just so, I mean, they have 8 children, and they're all under the age of 10. I mean, it's just. It blows my mind sometimes, and my favorite part of the episode was at the end, they talked about the fact that John and Kate both have tattoos, and their kids ask them, you know, why you have pictures on your skin, and, you know, they both have their tattoos, and they hate them, and that was the funniest moment to me. They always say, don't ever let anybody color on you, is what they tell their kids.
Yeah, I thought that was funny, too. Yeah, John and Kate plus 8 comes on Monday nights. Okay, well, before we get into the whole weekend, my whole week last week, I do want to make a comment about the economy. We can't start the show off without making some sort of comment. And unless you've, you know, been under a rock or haven't seen the news lately, I mean, we've all heard that the, you know, the bailout plan didn't get signed, and it's just one big mess after another. And I was listening to Bill O'Reilly earlier, and oh, gosh, so I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to the Senate tomorrow, I believe, and so we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. Go ahead.
I do want to comment, though, that if you watch the news at all today, the stock market rebounded 80% of what was down yesterday.
I wanted to ask if you saw that. Okay, because I was just getting ready to say it almost lost like $1 trillion on Monday or – Yeah, so today it bounced back a little bit then.
It did.
80%.
And,
gosh, that's a lot.
I can't say that I'm the most educated person when it comes to, like, the stock market and stuff. A lot of that stuff just goes over my head. But I talk to my husband about it and my brother about it a lot. And, you know, the economy goes through fluctuations, and I agree that this may be one of the worst ones that we've been through. But, I mean, just trying to have faith in our economy. I don't necessarily agree with the bill. I think something needs to be done, but that's an awful lot of money for something that may not last, you know, for a few months. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, in prayer for our economy, and the stock market bouncing back was a good sign to me today, even though it didn't get passed, you know,
Yes, I agree. I agree. And I heard that this guy who was the CEO of Washington Mutual for like 17 days or something, that Chase is, it's reported that he's going to get like an $11 million severance package, or I'm not sure quite the terminology there. But you know what? I sure hope he doesn't take it. And I hope that if he does take it, that there is some sort of lawsuits, because there was evidently a letter that he sent out to the shareholders a week ago stating that the bank was fine, everything was fine, and then now all of a sudden a week later it collapses. So I just am not in favor of these CEOs getting big payouts. I just think it's criminal. I don't agree with it at all.
And a big thing in the presidential debate on Friday from both parties was that a lot of responsibility needed to be replaced, accountability needed to be placed on these CEOs and execs, because these are the people telling their customers that everything's fine, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden their money's not in their checking account. So I know, and I just hope that what is done is done for the best of the country, and not because somebody wants to put their name on it to, you know, to gain followers. So it's a big situation. I think we're all going to have to watch, and hopefully as the days go by, we'll have better news.
I agree. No doubt about that. Well, you know, I just checked the chat room. We have some more people coming in there. So hello in the chat room. I'm glad that you guys are checking in and listening to us at our new time. How exciting. I was hoping people would remember and follow us over, because sometimes when you do the new time, it's
hard
to get people to remember. Yeah. So, all right. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll go ahead and we'll take a break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about, it's like, where do we start? Do we start with like the interview with Nicholas Sparks? Do we talk about the red carpet? Do we talk about Richard Gere? What do we talk about? So we're going to start with the red carpet and the book contest that we had not that long ago that started this whole crazy scenario that ensued. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break, and I'm going to tell you all about it.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, and this is Wendy, and I'm here with Hillary, and a big thanks to USAA for being a part of our show. We're so happy to have them be a part of our show. So, okay, so let's start with about 3 weeks ago, we had a contest for a Nicholas Sparks book. Nicholas Sparks, best-selling author. He's just come out with his 14th book. The latest Knights in Rodanthe was made into a film, and we had, just through an email that we received from one of the publicists asking us if we wanted to do a book giveaway, and I said, well, okay. And so we launched this book contest. We had our winners, and I was getting ready to send the winners' names over to her, and I had this thought. I thought, oh, crap, what if this is legitimate? What if this person is kind of a crazy stalker person and they just want information on military spouses, right? It could happen.
Right. Oh, no, I agree with you.
So that morning she sends me an email and she says, Wendy, I know it's short notice, but there's an interview this afternoon with Nicholas Sparks. If the author, if you are available, I can see if I can get you on the call. It's a conference call with some bloggers, and you can ask questions to him. He'll actually be on the phone. And I wrote back. I'm like, huh? I'm like, the Nicholas Sparks? What do you mean? And so she gave me the number to some publicist out in California, and I call, and I talk to this person, and I kind of laugh, and I said, you know, I feel kind of bad because just a couple of hours ago I was thinking that, you know, as I'm scratching my head, that maybe she wasn't legit. Like, who is this chick emailing me? And she's like, oh, no, it's legitimate. It's legit. Let me send you the number for the call-in and what time to call and the production notes for the film, and I'll send you a screenshot photo of Nicholas Sparks to put on your blog and a poster picture of the movie trailer or the movie poster. And I'm still kind of like, oh, my gosh, is this really going to happen? I'm sort of in a state of denial, sort of like when your husband's getting ready to deploy. And up until the day he leaves, you're sort of thinking he's really not going until he's actually got his sea bag in front of the door.
Right.
That's how I felt. So that's how it all started. So last Friday, I guess. Well, a week ago Friday, I called into this number, and there's Nicholas Sparks on the line, and I'm with five other bloggers, and we're taking turns asking him questions. And you'll have to read the transcript. We have it up on our blog. All the questions are there. All the answers are there. So I won't go into all of them, but I'll tell you the question that I got to ask. We started about 20 minutes late, so the moderator had said, well, you know, you each will get a chance to ask two or three questions, but I knew that we started late, so I thought, what if I only get one question? And she had also said, well, he's here to promote the movie, so your questions don't have to be about Knights and Rodanthe, but that's why he's on the call. And he has a new book coming, well, it released today. It's called The Lucky One. And so like a week ago, I'm thinking, well, you know, that new book's coming out, and it's about a Marine, you know. And I thought, you know, I'm going to take a chance. So I'm going to ask a question about that. So my question was basically, you know, it's so great to see a story that whose hero is a service member, and how did he come up with that idea, and what is his military experience, right? So he was very open, and I felt, and he didn't give me just a short answer. It was pretty detailed, and just he talked about how where he lives in North Carolina, he's very close to Camp Lejeune,
mm-hmm.
and he's pretty much surrounded by, you know, Marines, and there's an Air Force base nearby, and so he said his neighbor is a Navy chaplain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. So cool. So he talked about, you know, him going to Iraq, and someone on his staff, one of the ladies on his staff, her husband's in Iraq right now. So he just basically said, you know, it's an honorable profession, and, you know, lots of people in my family have served. I never have, but it's a way of life down here where I'm at, and that's just it's just a way of life, and that's where kind of the inspiration came. So for the full details of that interview, you guys will have to go onto the blog and read about it. But isn't that cool? I you know, you never know. He's like, there's my, there's the Oliver, what did he say? The Oliver Stone view of the military. He said, but I like to, the softer side of the guy in the military. He said, you know, so this is obviously a love story and a romance, and he's like, I like telling that side of these guys because I think they do have a soft side to them. So,
you know, I think the reason I think this is so cool is because along with, you know, the economy and just all the craziness that's going on in our country, you know, this war that we're in is very controversial. And even though there are people who are rude about it, who don't, you know, support our troops even though they're fighting for our country, a lot of people, even though they don't support the war, do support the military. They are appreciative and are grateful. And just more and more people you see these days are starting to grasp the sacrifices that these people make and that we as military spouses make. And that's what I love about hearing that Nicholas Sparks was doing this. He's a huge name, and it's a huge statement for him to make to write this book about a Marine. So I can't wait till it comes out. You know, I'm definitely going to read it. And I'm sure it's going to be an instant, you know, classic with us military spouses. And so that's very exciting to me. I really like hearing that.
Yeah, I ran out to Walmart today. So I have it. It's sitting on my couch. And I've so want. I like actually opened it and read the first paragraph, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put this down because I know once I start, I'm not going to be able to stop it. So I think if I can, I'm going to try and wait till this weekend. I don't know. I might have to. I might start it tonight when I get off the show. I don't know. But
I'm thinking,
okay. So
definitely a book to, you know, as soon as he ships out in a couple of weeks, I'm going to run out and go get it because I'm the same way. If I pick it up now, you know, I won't put it down. So that'll definitely be a book to get.
Right. Well, I know there's some folks in the chat room. So you guys, if you've ever read a Nicholas Sparks book or you have a question for us or just a comment in general, if you've seen the movie that came out this weekend, Knights and Rodanthe, leave us a comment in there. We definitely want to make this show interactive and make it a conversation between all of us. That's kind of the beauty of this show is it's just a no script. Obviously, you can tell this is like no script conversation, and we just talk about, you know, all kinds of cool stuff that's happened to us. So, and that's part of the reason why we're doing this show tonight. So, okay, so let's see. Well, let's take a quick break, and then when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the next part of the story, because after the conference call the next day, I get an email from one of the publicists saying, Wendy, I have 2 tickets to the New York City premiere. Do you want to go? And I said to her, what do you mean? Is this an advance showing? And she said, and I quote, no, the premiere, as in stars will be there. So that's how I got invited. And so I'll give you a little more of the details when we get back from the break. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the Chief from AskTheChief.com. Coming soon to Military Life Radio, AskTheChief.com Live. We'll be talking about everything from politics to cigars to the latest electronic gadgets. And, as always, we'll be answering your questions and helping shipmates. Visit AskTheChief.com for more details on our season premiere.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio. And just to continue the story on the trip to New York City, I want to say, you know, right up front, for 1 minute, don't think how, you know, I'm just completely grateful that I had this opportunity. And I sort of feel like all of our listeners were just there with me in New York on the red carpet. I feel like this was one big trip for all of us. So I could, you know, share it with all of you and, you know, get us all excited and get us, you know, distracted from this, you know, sometimes crazy world that we're in. And so, you know, as I tell, you know, I don't want you to think I don't want anybody to think I'm bragging about my trip or trying to make it sound like I got to do this great thing on my own. I know that it was a complete blessing, and I know the only reason why I got to go is, frankly, to share it with all of you. So I hope that it's received in that manner, because I certainly don't want to sound, what's the word I'm thinking of? Braggadocious or something like that. So,
well, of course, we're all excited to hear about it.
Okay, so we made our plans. If you guys have never used Travelocity, it's a great website to book airline reservations. So Travelocity is who we used for plane tickets. I ended up calling my mom and saying, hey, Mom, do you want to go? And she loves Richard Gere. If I had a list of people who I'd want to see, you know, Richard Gere would not, you know, sorry, Richard Gere, it would not be on my list. Nicholas Sparks, yes, on my list. But my mom loves Richard Gere. So she was ecstatic. She's like, of course I want to go. So we booked our tickets through them, and we left on a Tuesday. It was 48 hours. And so we got to New York City. I've never been to New York City, except for one time where we went to a wedding. I explain it like this. We went to my aunt's wedding like 15 years ago. We went to the wedding, to the dinner, and then we left like the day after. We didn't really go into the city, so I don't really count that as a trip to New York City because I didn't get to tour anything. So this was really my first trip to New York City. And so we went, and so a couple of the highlights were, so we go to dinner, we park near like Broadway, and it's crazy people, like you imagine. And so we get to the actual theater. It's called the Ziegfeld Theater. Other premieres have happened there, like Dreamgirls was open there. National Treasure opened there.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I mean, chances are if there's a New York premiere of a movie, it's going to be at the Ziegfeld Theater. It's one of the last movie houses that was built in America, so you can Google it, Ziegfeld Theater. It's a really cool place. So we get there, and there's this really, really long line. And, you know, our tickets were supposed to be at Will Call, right? And so I go and I get in the line, and my mom, you have to understand, my mom is, like, if I'm sort of conservative and, you know, I had on, like, this black trousers, a black dressy top that I had bought, you know, on clearance, like, last season because I thought I would, you know, save it for something fancy, new, and I wasn't going to buy something new, but in the end, I didn't. I was just decided to wear something I had. Now, my mom, on the other hand, had these strappy sandals, inch, you know, like, 3.5-inch heels, this short skirt, like, probably not age-appropriate, you know, short dress, like, above her knee, and with her hair all made, makeup and lipstick, and the whole nine yards. She was going to meet Richard Gere, okay? And she was excited. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So she walks up to the front, and there's, like, security people there, the kind that have the little wire in their ear, like Secret Service people.
Right.
And she walks up, and she says, she goes, I'm going to go ask, right? Because it's like 6 o'clock. The movie's supposed to start at 7. She walks up there. I'm watching her, and she turns around, and she starts waving for me to come to where she's at. But I'm afraid if I get out of line, I'm going to lose my place, and I don't want to, like, cut in front of a New Yorker if it doesn't work out and I got to come back. Or where she at? Get to the back of the line. So finally, the security guy waves his hand towards me, so I go up past all of these people that are not looking very nice at me, and she says, they just need to see your ID. And I said, well, what did you do? How did you get them to let us come up here? And she says, I told them that we were guests of Warner Brothers. And I said, you what?
Oh, my God.
Well, I know. She goes, well, we are, aren't we? And I'm like, well, I guess we are. I'm like, I haven't quite thought of it like that. So there we get the tickets. We see the red carpet, the paparazzi people. And so we go in the theater. And Warner Bros. Is so great. Our seats were like the eighth row center. For the bottom. I mean, eighth row center. It was just, we couldn't have had, it's like where I would sit if I went to the movies. Because I kind of like to sit closer. So that was cool. So we're waiting for the movie to start. And all of a sudden you hear the crowd kind of rustling and then people kind of moving around because people are slowly starting to fill in. And there was a girl behind me who was one of the publicists, I think. She had brought her family. And she comes in to check on them. And she's got one of those security things in her ear. And she's like, huh? I think it was her aunt or something. And she's talking to them. She's like, oh, okay. She goes, well, turn around. And so I was listening to her. And she says, okay, that Richard Gere is over there. And so we look. And so we see Richard Gere. And they're sitting about 3/4 of the way up, just regular with everybody else. And then when Diane Lane came in the hall, I mean, the place went kind of crazy. She's about as big as my wrist. She is the tiniest thing. She had on this kind of like a strapless dress, but with just a spaghetti string strap over her shoulders. Very, very, she looks so pretty. And then we saw Nicholas Sparks, of course. And so it was really, really neat. But it was kind of dark in there, so my pictures didn't come out that great.
Well, who was on your list? Like, who all was on your list to see?
Well, I wanted to see Nicholas Sparks. Harry Connick Jr. was there, which I thought I saw, but I'm not really 100% sure that was him. But I know he was there from the pictures that I saw later on that were on the internet. And I really wanted to see, I can't think of his name. I'll have to Google it while I'm talking to you on the phone. The guy who played the submarine captain in The Hunt for Red October. I cannot think of his name right now. Isn't that horrible? I want to say Scott Wolf. He was in, I'm looking it up right now. Have you ever seen The Hunt for Red October?
No, I'm trying to Google it right now and see if I can come up with anything.
I think his name is Scott Wolf. I'm pretty sure. Oh no, well the director's name is George Wolf. That's what I'm thinking of. I'll give you the name in a second. But I didn't get to see him. That was kind of a bummer. But Scott Glenn. Scott Glenn is his name. He's an older actor. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Like he was in The Bourne Ultimatum. He was in Faith of My Fathers. He was in Training Day. He's been in a bunch of movies. If you saw him, you would know.
He was in Monk, too.
Oh, okay.
A television show. But so anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple of things when the movie starts in a premiere, which I thought was unusual. Okay, there are no previews at all. The movie just starts. And, okay, so let's see here. Oh, we had Texty is in the chat room. Hello, I see her sending a message about Scott Glenn. Yeah, I know, I wish I could have seen him. So the movie just starts. There's no previews. And then what happens is when, you know how when a movie starts and they'll put the names of the actors on the screen? They'll say,
right,
you know, the name of the movie starring, and then they'll start listing the people who are in the movie. So they list Richard Gere's name up there, and the place goes crazy, like clapping and whistling. And he, you know, he's in person. My mom said to me, I hope he's not short. I imagine that he's kind of tall and strapping. I'll be so disappointed if he's short. So I'm like, Mom. But he wasn't. He's tall, except for I think in the movie he must have dyed his hair like a silvery gray, because his hair in real life is white. Anyway, so when his name came up, everybody went crazy. When Diane Lane's name came up, everybody clapped and continued for each actor that everyone, you know, loved, including the director, including Nicholas Sparks. And then when they were first shown in the movie, same thing. Lots of clapping, lots of whistling. It was so unusual, but it was kind of cool, actually.
Well, that's kind of, it reminds me of, like, high school plays. When you see your best friend on stage, you're like, you gotta yell and clap and stuff. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, it was neat. And it was very intimate theater, you know. My mom said, do you think they'll sit in the front row? And I said, no, I don't think so. That would be kind of weird. It's not an award show, right?
Right.
So, no, they sat like three quarters of the way back. And Nicholas Sparks, he had on, like Richard Gere had a suit on, but no tie, just a suit. And Nicholas Sparks had on like a blue striped button-up shirt and a leather jacket that he had on. And not really fancy at all. He was just real relaxed, and his wife had on a real pretty dress. So that was cool. But the movie, I have to say, if you haven't seen Knights in Rodanthe, I was going in pretty skeptical because I had read the book and thought the book was really good, but it's classic, sappy Nicholas Sparks. But the movie is better than I thought, and I would definitely say go see it in the theater because I think, you know, some movies you can see on Netflix or you can rent the movie. It's not that big a deal. But some movies really are better in the theater because of the cinematography.
Uh-huh.
And this is one of those movies because it's set in North Carolina. So the ocean scenes and the scenes on the beach, oh, they're just so pretty. The house that they stay in, it's so pretty. It's sort of like, you know, another member of the cast, the whole ocean. It made me miss the coast even more than I already do. So, yeah. But the one bad part I will say about the movie, if I had to say anything bad, she is technically married, even though her husband cheated on her and wants her back. She is technically married when this whole affair happens. So that's, I mean, if you know that going in, that is, you know, kind of an awkward thing. Other than that, I thought I would say it's well worth going. But take a pack of tissues with you because you're going to need them.
I'm planning on seeing it when my husband ships out again. I have a girlfriend out here. We go see movies at the Base Theater when they come out. Like movies like we saw that ABBA movie. What was it? Oh, Mamma Mia. Like, movies
our
husbands.
Oh, Mamma Mia, yeah.
Movies our husbands would never go with us to see.
That's right.
So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
So grab your girlfriends. And if you're listening to us, grab your girlfriends or grab old girlfriend. Or, heck, just go by yourself. And take your little pack of tissues in your purse because you're going to need it. It is a love story. But it's really well done. And I think Diane Lane does such a good job. I was worried she wouldn't keep her clothes on. She keeps her clothes on, people, so you don't have to worry about that. For the most part, you know, you don't really see anything. It's not like some of her other, you know, she's kind of known for being a little racy, I guess. I don't know. I haven't seen all of her movies, but that's kind of what I heard. But I think that she should be nominated for something for that movie. I thought she did a great job, and I don't want to give anything away, so I won't give too much of the plot details away other than to say, you know, they are both going through kind of crises in their life, and they end up spending a weekend together. She's managing a bed and breakfast type house, and he's the guest, and they start and develop a friendship and start talking about the struggles that they're each going through in their own lives and become friends, and then out of that comes this romance. So that's sort of the condensed version of the story. So you're going to love it. I tell people you're going to have to go and see it. They say it's the new Notebook.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but I don't know about that. I personally, the Notebook is like, you know, one of my top five favorite movies. So I know it's the same author, but I still think it'll be a lot. I mean, the Notebook, because of the way it was done, it spans generations of people. You know,
right.
Anybody can relate to that movie. So what do you think? Do you think it's better than the Notebook?
You know, I think that it has a lot of qualities in the Notebook because you root for them. You want them to be together. You
right.
know they're in love with each other. You want that to grow. And then, like Nicholas Sparks does, there's something that happens. And it's like, oh, gosh. And so it just tears at your heartstrings. So that's why I say bring some tissues. Yeah. So I don't think that they'll ever, quote, beat another Notebook, but it's pretty darn close. I would say it's pretty darn close. In fact, I want to see it again because I know there were things I missed because there's that point where you're going to cry, but you don't want to cry, so you try and, like, look away so you don't cry, and then there's stuff that's happening on the screen, but you're not really you're not really engaged because you're thinking, if I watch that, I'm really going to cry, and so I'm not going to pay attention to that right now. So yeah.
That was just such a cool experience that you got to go do that.
Well, you know, and the thing is, I know I was extended the invitation so I could share it with all of you. And so I hope that you guys will read all about it on the blog. I've posted some more details about the trip and some pictures, and I'm going to continue to post pictures of the sightseeing trip that we did.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to go and see Jersey Boys, which is a Broadway show that's the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Which,
mm-hmm.
Hillary, do you know who Frankie Valli is?
I'm not familiar with that name.
Frankie Valli is like 1950s, 60s songs, like Sherry Baby, Sherry. I can't sing, but I'll try and sing. Sherry Baby, Sherry Baby. Have you heard that song? No, or Oh What a Night. Oh, What a Night. Older people will know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to sing anymore. I sing horribly. But Jersey Boys, you can Google it. It's the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And it's the hottest ticket in New York City, we were told. Who knew? My mom wanted to go. And here's another unexpected thing that happened. We're in line at the 50% discount ticket line at the Millennium, the Marriott Millennium, I think it's called, hotel. And you can go there and get 50% off tickets to Broadway shows. And they have all different shows. They have Mamma Mia. They had Xanadu is the new show. They have Legally Blonde, Phantom of the Opera. They have all of these shows. And there's this grandpa-looking guy standing there with his sweater and his khaki pants, total grandpa. And he says to my mom, are you looking for Jersey Boy tickets? Because Jersey Boys was not on sale for half off. at all. And my mom says, well, yes, or yeah, maybe. And so it ended up that we bought this tickets from this grandpa guy. We paid a little under face value for them, and he's like, well, look at my receipt. You know, they are legitimate. Because then I thought, oh, crap, what if they're not real? We are getting ready to give this guy. And the tickets were like $115 a piece. But they were like orchestra seating. They were about 10 rows from the front row.
Wow.
And it's sort of like one of those once-in-a-lifetime things where you kind of go, okay, we're in New York City. You know, we really wanted to see this show, so we splurged. Sometimes you just got to do that. And so he's like, here's my receipt. So we paid for the tickets, and I have to say, when we went into the theater, and you know that point when you go to a concert and they scan your ticket? They have those little scanners.
Right.
I was like, please, Lord, let the scanner take the ticket, because I had a moment where I thought, oh, gosh, what if it's a counterfeit ticket? But it scanned perfectly. We went in, saw the Broadway show. So there was so many pieces to this that I just know that it was a blessing. And so thank the good Lord above for that. And it was just so cool. And you know, I can't wait for people to send us their stories of unexpected things that have happened to them. Because I know that I'm not the only one who can share a story like this. I know that there's other people out there that have gotten to do really cool things. In fact, someone in the chat room just said they had won a $100 gift card from, what did they say, Best Buy?
Yes, Best Buy.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool. I've never won $100 at anything.
My mom actually won, I don't remember how it happened, but she won free Chick-fil-A for a year one time.
Really?
So, yeah, it was 52 free combo coupons, one for every week of the year. So and that lasted us more than a year, because, you know, you don't eat Chick-fil-A every week. So I've never personally won anything like that, but my mom did win free Chick-fil-A for a year. So those things are so, that's really cool when things like that happen to people. Like, you know, the lottery, a lot of people play the lottery, and sometimes somebody who really deserves it wins it, you know, like a 65-year-old man who hasn't been able to retire and he wins $10 million. I think those stories are cool.
Right. No, I agree. So, yes, we hope that you'll send us your unexpected moment. We want to hear from you. We want to know what your unexpected moment was, and just put it in the comment section on today's show, and we'll share them all and see what kind of neat things have happened to us military spouses. I think it's cool. So, all right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to recap the show because we got about 10 minutes left. We will talk real quick about the presidential debate last Friday that we went to, and talk about other things that are coming up in the coming weeks, and we'll talk about fall Oktoberfest festivals. Maybe there's some in your area, things you can do for fun in the next week or two. We'll give you some ideas. So we'll be right back after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
Hi, this is Pat Rabbi, the creator of Hey Shipwreck and Join the Navy, the cartoon. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio on MilitaryLifeRadio.com.
Well, we hope to get Pat on the show in the next few weeks and get a status report on his new series, Join the Navy. You haven't met him yet, Hillary, but you're going to like him. He's a pretty funny guy.
Well, I've seen some of his work, and my husband and I, we just cracked up. It was hilarious.
Yeah,
that would be an interesting interview.
Yeah, Pat, he's awesome. So we hope to have him on the show in the next few weeks. Last Friday, we did a special show. We were down in the campus of Ole Miss for the presidential debate, and it was crazy, so many people. We actually got there late, and I had problems with my cred, so we didn't get in the building of the debate, but we were with all the journalists and saw lots of people taping live, and there was just all kinds of people running around, and Chris Matthews was taping his show for MSNBC Live, so we got to see that. And for all the details on that, you can listen to that show on demand. We co-hosted it with the folks from Ask the Chief, BC and Murphy, which was a little crazy, so we kind of tag-teamed Hillary was kind enough to deal with those crazies. So it was fun. It was a little bit unconventional, not normally the kind of show we do, but it was still fun. We had a good time. So you can listen to that show. It's in the archives. We taped it last Friday night, and we're going to post some pictures from that show as well of our studio that we had set up underneath this really pretty awning and this table and chair sits that we found outside. It was kind of cute, so that's where we set up our show.
That's cool experiences we've gotten through Navy Wife Radio lately.
It's really cool, and I'm happy to share it with you guys, and I hope that, you know, you'll email us and tell us what you want to hear on the show, who you want us to talk to, who you want to talk to, and we'll contact them and try and get them on the show. Next week we actually have a cool, well, it's not next week, but the next couple of weeks, we're going to have Kathy Hightower and Holly Shearer come on the show, and they wrote a book called Help, I'm a Military Spouse, I Get a Life Too. They've been on the show before, but they're coming on because they have a quest. They want to get a military spouse or lifestyle book section in every exchange, and every Navy exchange, every Army post, PX, every Air Force BX, I can't say it right. It's like base exchange, post exchange. Because right now, if you want to buy Sarah Smiley's new book, which is, I'm just saying, that's available now at Amazon.com, you can't go to your local base and buy it, which seems crazy. So their quest is to get a military spouse section in every bookstore on any kind of base exchange. And we're going to help them do that. So they'll be here. And, the husband just told me my beagle, Katie, she just got out.
No.
Oh, gosh. I know Hillary's like, oh, no. Oh, that dog. Have you seen that? By the way, have you seen the video I posted on the website, The Beagle Escape?
No, I haven't. When did you?
You have to click on it. It's a video. It says Dog Escapes or Beagle Escape or something. It's on the blog. And it's
Oh,
this
I might
dog.
Have. Where he climbs up the wall of the little house.
Of the kennel, yeah.
I did see that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes, like this dog, it literally, like, climbs up, sort of like a cat would do, but
yes.
Not really. You have to watch the video. So, yeah, so Katie's out in the yard right now. Oh, that darn dog. So the husband's out there trying to find her. That dog, oh, gosh. Don't you hate it when your dog gets out? Does that ever, I mean, I know that happens to our listeners. I know it has to.
Well, that's another one of those unexpected things. We have a cat right now, so it's not really a problem, but I have a dog at my parents' house who is part beagle, actually, whose name is also Katie. And she, it's like, even though she has it perfectly fine inside the house, at a moment's notice if the door is open, they have to run. They have to just run down the street and just get away. And it always happens when you're, like, running late for work or, you know, you have company or cooking dinner, something where it's really an inconvenience to go chase them down.
That is a good word, inconvenient. Man. Okay, well, all right, so let's see. What are we, all right, we've got a few minutes left in this show. Let's see. Oh, okay, I had on here Fall Oktoberfest. Oktoberfests are generally the very end of September, the beginning of October, just like the real Oktoberfest in Germany, in Munich, Germany. Now, to me, I always thought Oktoberfest would be towards the end of October, but they're not. They're generally at the beginning of the month. So if you Google Oktoberfest in your state or area, you should be able to find some sort of festival. And they're usually pretty neat because they'll have a hayride or they'll have like a corn maze. And then at the end, you can have a hayride or they'll have hot chocolate or you can pick out a pumpkin. They're just really cool to go to, so we're going to go to one this weekend, and I wanted to remind everybody to check for a local Oktoberfest in your area. We're actually going to go up to Clarksville, which is where Fort Campbell is, and that's where we're going to go to one that we found. So I'm excited about that. I think it's going to be fun. I hope you guys, everyone tries to find an Oktoberfest. I think it would be neat.
That's great, because I want to find one, too. My husband won't be home for most of October, but it'll be something fun to do with a girlfriend. I also wanted to say, while we're talking about October, October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I know that we have a lot of female listeners. It's just really important to know what it is and how to detect it and all that stuff. So I found the website. I looked at a whole bunch of them, but the one that I liked the most, because it was unbiased to any certain organization, it's just about awareness, is nbcam.org. It stands for National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so you used to take the first letters of that statement. And it just has so much info. If you have a friend or a family member who has been affected by breast cancer and maybe you just don't know everything you want to know about it, this website is just chock full of information about, self-detection, the myths associated with breast cancer, and the importance of the big impact it makes when you find it early. So I encourage every woman, I think you can sign up for, information on the site, so just get on there and sign up and, learn one thing you didn't know about breast cancer. Even if you've had a family member affected by it or you've been affected by it, I just encourage you to get out there, find one thing you didn't know, and just educate yourself and your friends and family. It's a serious cause. So that's your October National Month is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Great information. That's great information. Yes, we should all get on there on that website and make sure we're doing our self-exams. And you're right, detection early is the key. That is a very big key. So, all right, well, we're about done with the show. We want to thank everybody so much for tuning in and listening. It's a privilege for us to come to you every week. We are so excited about this new time. I feel like energized on this call versus kind of tired and worn out from the day.
I actually rushed. That's how we usually feel, rushed.
Yeah, very, very rushed. So hopefully you guys noticed the difference. Let us know what you think. You can go over to our website at NavyWifeRadio.com, click on Contact Us, and you can send us a message, and we want to know what you think about the show, what kind of guests you'd like to have on, what kind of topics that you'd like us to cover. One of the things I thought we could talk about for fall is because a lot of people do crafts and just kind of start spending more time indoors, we want to know, maybe you have a home-based business that you started. Maybe you do some sort of entrepreneurial thing where you make jewelry or do something like that. We want to try and find some military spouses that are doing that and how you got started and what kind of advice you could give to others who are considering doing the same thing. So that's one of the topics we have coming up. Our show is listed as a resource on MilitaryOneSource.com as a podcast. We're real proud of that. So feel confident in recommending us to your spouse groups. You just click on podcasts on that website, and then we're listed underneath there. So help us spread the word. Please tell your family support group, attendees about us, your ombudsman, etc. And we want to be part of your routine. So you can download our show via iTunes. You just do a search for Navy Wife Radio. And then every time you sync your iPod, you'll get the latest version of our show, and you can listen to it in your car while you're folding laundry, whenever you're listening to your iPod. Or you can listen to us on demand at blogtalkradio.com/Navy Wife Radio. That is our site there at the network. So we're happy to be over there. And upcoming shows, let's see, Holly and Kathy will be here, in the next couple of weeks to talk about how do we get military spouse books in our exchanges. They wrote the book, I'm a Military Spouse, I Get a Life Too. Sarah Smiley, we're hoping to get her by the end of the month. She's got her new book, I'm Just Saying, which is available at Amazon.com. So those are a couple of things that are happening. If you're a fan of Army Wives, you can check out Jan Wiesner's blog for the live viewing and chat party during the Army Wives show on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Her website is blogs.tampabay.com/standingby. And our live feed is about ready to drop off, so we just want to say a really quick thank you to everyone who listens to us live. We appreciate you being, interactive with us. It was kind of quiet in the chat room tonight. I think that's probably because maybe it's later. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe the new time. people haven't caught up with it yet.
Yeah, I think so. But we're still happy that you listened to us live. And our show tonight, it was sponsored by AskTheChief.com, helping sailors by answering their questions since 2002. You can catch the series premiere. Well, actually, they've already had like 6 episodes of the show. Sorry about that. They air Monday nights at 11 p.m. in the East and 9 p.m. in the West. And again, that's AskTheChief.com. Our disclaimer is we're not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, or the Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are our own and do not reflect official Navy policy. Any advice we give, strictly the author's. Should you require professional counseling, please seek a qualified professional. So, all right, well, thanks, Hillary.
Thank you. Have fun.
I'm glad that you were able to hang out with me. I hope you did have fun. But I think we had a great show, and I'm excited for the new time, and so we'll see everybody next week, same time, 10 p.m. in the East and 9 p.m. Central, which is where I'm at. So, and Hillary is 7 p.m. on the West Coast. So we'll see you guys next week. You've been listening to Navy Wife Radio. Please visit us online at NavyWifeRadio.com for archived shows, showtimes, and upcoming guest information. Good night, Hillary. Good night, everybody.
About you, baby, lately when I'm all alone, it's just about the only thing I do. And when I close my